Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and our show today is Positively Unconstitutional. It's Saturday, January the 10th, 2010. Let me just double-check that date. I'm sorry. It's Saturday, January the 9th, 2010. And I'd like to thank a few people here. Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that precedes us. Todd McGreevy coming up on Common Sense Revisited in the next hour. I'd like to thank our good friends, Rob Gray over at the American Open Currency System. You know, people that are putting together honest money for honest trade and a new financial system for... you know, the potential that when this one collapses, we can go back to commodities that are worth something. Tex-Mex, are you still with me out there?
Sure, sure am. What I wanted also to say was that, I think like your last caller, just put something, you know, and try to get people's attention that, when you get at least 50% of these guys out, and since we've got, I think, a great question, and what I would like to see in the state of Texas with the governor's race, and of course I'm going to vote for an independent. Why doesn't somebody ask these the two main the Democrat and the Republican? Who would support an open carry law in Texas? I mean, we're surrounded by states that have open carry, except for Arkansas. Every state just about around us has open carry, and we don't.
I wasn't aware that we didn't have open carry laws here.
No, we do not. No, as far as handguns, no.
It's my understanding that you could carry a gun here in your car and carry it on your hip, and you don't need the license to do that as long as it's not concealed.
No, I don't think so. I could be wrong, you know, but I'm pretty sure that you got to have a concealed license to carry a handgun, and we do not, as far as I know, because I've kind of taken I took the concealment course, and I think I'm pretty sure that it's now you can carry a long arm, you can carry a shotgun or rifle, you can carry it in the old window rack.
Right, put it in the back window of the pickup truck.
Yeah, they won't bother you with that.
Oh, I tell you, what's the world coming to?
As far as your question about Barack, I don't think I think they'll hem-haw and I think they'll do anything they can to keep any of that from coming up. I hope those guys have a lot of luck, and I give them, I wish them all the luck, but I don't think it's going to happen.
So what you're saying is you think the rule of law is dead in this country and the government can do whatever they want, whenever they want, but everybody else has to ask permission to do anything at all.
That's the way it looks.
Well, and this is my point about your right to travel. You know, this is a basic liberty, but, you know, the freedom to go where you want to go, when you want to go, without asking somebody permission. Not only do you have to have one kind of permission, but, I mean, look at all the kinds of permission that they require you to have. First, you got to take a class and pass it. Then you got to buy a registration every year that has no value. Then you have to buy an inspection every year to tell you if your car is running okay, like you don't know if the car is broken or not. Then you have to insure the car. Of course, this is extortion. So that you can get up and go where you want to go, when you want to go. What happened to liberty? What happened to freedom? You know, these are basic freedoms. You can get up, go where you want to go, when you want to go. And these highways have been paid for years. I mean, taxpayers have repeatedly paid for these highways, and now they're selling them off to these foreign interests so we can have tollways. You know, Deborah Medina also wants to eliminate property taxes and go back to real property in this country where you actually own your property.
Well, all I can say is that if you do not exercise your rights, you have none. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tex-Mex. We've got to go back to break here. And I'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds with our next guest.
Aerial spraying, Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. And today we've been just asking a lot of questions, and the primary question I've tried to ask today is about Barack Obama's birth certificate. Will we ever see it? Is the man an illegal alien? Is his name really Barry Sotaro? Will he keep any promise that he made on the campaign trail? And we've got another caller, Davey in Texas. Davey, what's up?
Hey, Pod.
What's going on?
Hey, man, I was kind of wanting to see if we could get together off air before too much more time passes by.
I don't know why not.
Well, that'd be great, man. I was visiting with a friend of mine. You can email him at russ@opencurrency.com. He said he'd been emailing you over the last couple of years or so, and I just was out yesterday holding up a big Deborah Medina for governor sign, and we got some honks out there. It was nice and cool. We had some free air conditioning.
We had plenty of air conditioning yesterday. There was no overheating problems.
Man, did you like playing football when you had free air conditioning?
You know, I liked the temp, you know, down under about 60 when I was playing. You know, us big guys, we tend to run hot.
I mean to tell you, man, when it got to about 48, that was prime for me. I was like, hey, we're going to have some fun tonight. Anyway,
you work really hard at 50 degrees outside, break a good sweat, feel, you know, completely comfortable.
Yeah, Well, I tell you, I just had two brief comments. I didn't want to hijack the show, so to speak, but I heard a statement earlier that said we don't have any leaders or we don't have a leader. And really and truly, you know, I mean, I'm a little bit handicapped in certain areas, but I believe one leader one time said to know the truth. And while it may be a daunting task to climb the mountain of truth, the truth is it's important to know what the truth actually is. And anyway, once we do that, of course, we eliminate all the false, you know, statements, all the substantial misstatements of fact, and, of course, all the people that promote lies and seek to put people into bondage.
Well, you know, as I see it, you know, one of the biggest problems in our society today is television.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
This is a tremendous propaganda machine.
Yeah.
Whereby people are literally programmed with how to think.
And it's amazing.
If you look at just a year, from a year ago, from September of 2008 to the present, you know, the new cool has become, oh, you got to save now. In fact, I went by the bank the other day and they had big signs up that said, you know, saving is the new cool. And of course, up until that September, you know, crash, you know, every commercial on TV told you spend it faster, use the card, don't use real cash, that's not fast enough, go spend faster. And they've been telling us this since 9/11 when George Bush went out and said, well, you know, everybody just relax, go out, shop, buy something, you know, keep the bubble going.
Yeah. You know, I was also going to say that of course, when you really, or when people make a sincere effort to find out truth, they go through a process of purifying their language. And, you know, when you define the word think, it's really a function of reaching a true conclusion. And unfortunately, you know, as you pointed out, that television does have a big influence on allegedly how people think. But if they don't reach a true conclusion, they're not really thinking. They're just being programmed. You know, I watched that Jesse Ventura show, conspiracy theory about the Manchurian candidates. And, you know, there's a lot of history there. I remember actually when the, film Manchurian Candidate was re-released in the late 80s, and I went out and paid, I think, $75 for a video, you know, when it was re-released back then, because I'd heard so much about it, and I'd studied a little bit about the background on that, and then, you know, there's just a lot more come out. And of course, I know Jesse's done a great job with that program and opening people's eyes to a lot of the stuff that's going on in this country. But I was going to say, I actually got a degree in government, and if Americans and Texas in particular, because, you know, Texas is, in fact, a whole other country. And if we can get people to thinking in real terms, in real time, we can reclaim what is rightfully ours. But the first order of business is not believing all the lies that the mass murderers that print currency tell us we have to believe in. And the word government for Americans does not include mass murderers printing currency. Anyway, man, I'd sure like to get together and visit with you off the air.
Yeah, and why don't you give me a number right now, and I'll give you a call. Or do you want to go through Russ, or how do you want to
go? Yeah, let's go through Russ.
All right.
If you have Russ's number, otherwise I'll have him email it to you.
All right, yeah, just have him drop me an email, Russ.
Okay, are you doing anything today?
I've got some plans this afternoon, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know if you were going to the gun show or out there to hold up Deborah Medina signs. But, man, it's an exciting time to be alive, and I look forward to visiting with you.
Yeah, it is. It is an exciting time to be alive, and
now we got free air conditioning.
All right,
have a great day, man.
You have a great day.
All righty, bye bye.
That's Davey in Texas, and our mutual friend Russ over at Open Currency Systems, and you know, he brings up a lot of great points here. You know, think, you know, is the word that he threw out there, and it's my personal belief that. you know, we're being programmed with conflicting messages. And, you know, we're purposefully being confused. And we have this propaganda machine that is, you know, selling us the new cultural standard, you know, basically how we should think. And I think, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski said it in his book that pretty soon people will be unable to think because of the type of education that we're given and because of all the conflicting messages that are out there. You know, this is public relations. This is the way that, you know, governments manipulate people. This is the way that governments run people's minds, and you know, people are losing their ability to critically think. And Jesse Ventura, you know, he's bringing up some things that I'm sure the powers that be don't want to see someone with his credibility out there, you know, bringing up and opening up these kinds of things. A degree in government, huh, Davey? Well, I look forward to meeting with you offline. Hopefully I'll get to catch up with you later in the day. That reminds me, last week we had a guest, an on-air caller named Jerry Kirk. And Jerry had some excellent thoughts. I haven't had a chance to follow up with Jerry. Maybe next week we can get him back as a guest to talk about these strategies, how to become an inhabitant and not a resident, how to not be a person, but how to actually be, again, an inhabitant of this country. Oh, my goodness. Looks like we've got John in Tennessee holding out there. John, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Well, is it cold enough in Tennessee?
Pardon me?
Is it cold enough in Tennessee?
Let's see, it's 18 degrees. But to answer your question, Phil, will we ever see Barack Obama's birth certificate? And I'm going to risk sounding like a kook, but I don't know that it's possible for Barack Obama to have a birth certificate. In fact, I don't know that Barack Obama's got a mama. Now, that's just as plain as I know how to put it. And I won't go into my reasoning, although I will say if people will study Barack Obama's past, his mother, her contacts, the people that she was hanging around with, there were a lot of genetic scientists involved with Obama's mother, so-called mother. So I don't know that he has a mama. The reason for calling really was you're talking about driver's licenses. I wanted to let people know what went on here in Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. I drive about 40 miles. I commute to work. On the way home, I'm stopped by a roadblock. Tennessee Highway Patrol has got the one-horse town shut down with 10 patrol cars. And a Hispanic man comes up to me who speaks very little English in a real nice uniform, driving a car that I'm helping pay for, supposedly, asked for my identification and my registration. Well, Phil, I'm tired. Normally, I would pitch, you know, I'd put up some sort of resistance, but I'd been up 14 hours, so I gave him what he wanted. He walked around to the back of the car and looked, came back and didn't say a word, gave it all back to me. Now, I didn't know it, but my son was coming home from work. He was behind me. He got stopped. His plates had expired the previous day. This was over the New Year holiday. His plates expired on the 31st of December. We were both out on the 1st working. And gave him a $240 ticket. My son, who's not as calm as I am, he said, you know, do you feel like you're in Germany?
And we got to go to break right now. I'm sorry to cut you off. We'll be back with you in just 3 minutes.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll talk more about the Tennessee Highway Patrol when we return.
Happy, but the days are overlapping. Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking with John in Tennessee, and we're talking about the unconstitutional actions of the Tennessee Highway Patrol in stopping people and asking them for their papers. The Constitution clearly states no man shall be required to carry papers, issuing bills of attainder, and those bills of attainder would be any law that is designed to steal from the public, like registration law, $240 ticket, speeding tickets, all those kinds of things, unconstitutional. The contract is undisclosed, therefore it's fraudulent, and it imposes a condition of involuntary servitude, also unconstitutional without disclosure. John, talk to me. What happened?
Okay. Well, the sad part is the next day my son was in front of me. And he got stopped. He called me on the cell phone. He said, Dad, they're there again. By the time I got there, they had packed up. So we go over to the in-laws, to my in-laws. We all live within a 2 or 3 mile area of one another. My father-in-law is 83 years old. My mother-in-law is in her late 70s. Now, we brought this up, and Phil, the sad part about it is that the education of America is complete. You know, not only do the kids, the young people, not understand what has been done. A lot of the elderly have no idea of what's been taken. Now, when I brought this up, I said, you know, I feel like I'm in Germany. The officer told my son it's a privilege to drive in America. Well, it may be for him. He's either an alien or an illegal alien. He's not an American citizen. But yet we've given him a car and a gun. It is a privilege for him. The sad part is that my in-laws said, well, maybe they're looking for a criminal. And I said, well, if they're looking for a criminal that hasn't committed a crime, wait for him to commit the crime. You know, whether it's drug dealing or beating his wife up or whatever the crime is, catch him. Don't bother me. I mean, I'm willing, Phil, to live in danger of being blown to kingdom come as long as you let me be free while I'm being blown to kingdom come. But if I have to do it in chains, just put me out of my misery now, you know?
I couldn't agree with you more. I had a similar argument to what we're talking about with my in-laws over Christmas. And they said, just think about drunk driving. How would they catch drunk drivers? And I said, well, if you want to catch drunk drivers, it's really simple. We'll just go ahead and we'll plug the cash register at the bar directly into the database at the police station. And then when you get your first drink, it'll hit a time record, ding. And if you have more than four drinks in an hour, as soon as you swipe your card and you pay your bill, then that
sends a
message to the police officer. He'll come straight to the bar before you ever get in your car and just arrest you right at the bar there. You know, they could even pay a spiff to the bartender for, you know, serving you six drinks in an hour so that they can catch you for drunk driving because you were going to drive home, right?
Well, you know, what hurt worse than any of this, Phil, was the fact that these people that I love dearly actually said that thing about, well, if you have nothing to hide, what are you worried about? So I asked them. I did something that is absolutely, you know, who am I? I'm 52 years old. They're in their 80s. I said, well, why do you have a door on your bathroom? You have nothing to hide, but you do like privacy, don't you? You know, if you've done nothing wrong, why do you close the door at your house and lock your door? Because you have the right to be secure in your papers, to not have to prove who you are or why you're out. I have another friend that was coming home. He works midnights. Got stopped by the police, and the police actually asked him, what are you doing out at this time of day? Now, me, I would have said, well, gee, I don't know. What are you doing out at this time of night? You know, are you looking to catch me? I mean, at some point, Phil, we've got to say, this is enough. And if it takes waking the police departments up, like the Tennessee Highway Patrol that I asked, what would you do if the government told you you had to come take my guns? Have you taken an oath to the Constitution? Yes. Have you ever read it? No. From a highway patrolman that has never read something that he swore to uphold and defend would come and take my guns because he told me, I have a family to support. Well, you have a family to support. You have a nation to defend from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And guess what, folks? They're in White Bluff, Tennessee. They're in Charlotte, Tennessee. They're in Keokuk, Iowa. They're in L.A. and New York. And they're in Joliet, Illinois. And they're in Greenfield, Tennessee. These little small towns that no one's ever heard of, they're full of your enemies because they have city planners. They have people that are planning out your future with InfraGuard, with Homeland Security, with the Patriot Act. You know, because guess what? I'm sitting in a place right now, Kingston Springs, Tennessee. Sounds like a beautiful place. Two cops, black uniforms, triple stack clocks, three extra ammo mags, two tasers, three pairs of handcuffs, tucked in their boots. It's not Barney Fife anymore, people. It's a militarized police department that will tell you if you bother to ask them, how many laws are there? Well, I don't know. We got a book in the car. You know, I said, well, can I have a copy of it? He said, why? Well, because I'm sure at any given time I'm violating one of those laws, and I'd like to know which one it is when you pull me over and haul me off.
Thanks, John. You've got a book of laws. We've got to go back to break again. We're at half past the hour here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Our guest right now is John in Tennessee, and we've been talking about all the unconstitutional actions of our police state. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less, and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Oh, we're in the home stretch now. We're through 90 minutes of our January 9th Saturday morning show from 10 to noon. We've been talking with our caller John in Tennessee about the police state. You know, John, what do you think about, you know, the government removing posse comitatus, whereby, you know, they can use the military to police the states?
Well, I don't know how they can, Phil, because by doing so, what are they doing? They're violating the Constitution that they took. They're traitors. It's treasonous act. One plea, a quick story and a plea. I make deliveries up around Fort Campbell, Kentucky, home of the 101st Airborne. You know, a lot of young people up there, and a lot of them are very good, well-intentioned people, men and women. Right outside the main gate, the store, this gas station, is full of, you know, 101st Airborne. So I'm in there, and I'm talking, you know, and I said, hey, welcome back. They come back from Afghanistan or Iraq. I welcome them home, and I ask them, hey, can I ask you a question? Yes, sir. You know, I'm the gray-headed bald guy.
Right.
Yes, sir. What is it? I said, well, I see that flag on your shoulder. Have you ever read the Constitution? No. I said, well, you took an oath to support and defend it, didn't you? Well, yes. So you're willing to give your life for something
you've never read.
You're willing to lay your life down for something that you've never read. And they get a funny look. Well, I guess I ought to. Here's my plea. If you're in the military, if you're an officer, if you're anyone that has taken the oath, whether you're in or out of the military, I'm a former vet. I never rescinded my oath, okay? So if you've taken the oath and never read the Constitution, I beg you, read the Constitution, please. Because, you know, my grandkids, my wife, my friends, my neighbors, my relatives, this nation is depending on you to get it right. Please get it right. I've talked to pilots in the Air Force that have, these are officers, folks, that have never read the Constitution, but yet they're willing to go drop bombs and rockets and missiles and kill people, not even knowing if the orders that they're following are lawful and legal under the Constitution of the of this nation that they say they love, that they'll lay down. You know, we've been dumbed down. Please read this Constitution.
Absolutely. And you know what people need to understand is that the Constitution is a contract. It's your contract with your country. It's the rights that your country is promising to give you and promising to protect. And we gotta, people need to understand that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And what
it's
they
not
also,
even that, it's not even that the Constitution gives you the rights. The Constitution outlines the fact that these rights are inherent. They're yours. No one can take them. They're inalienable.
They can't be taken. They can't be traded.
You can't sell them. They can't be given away.
You can't give them away. They're given by God, and they're supposedly protected by the Constitution. And people have no idea the power of this document and what it really says. You know, I was talking earlier about this, you know, divine right to locomotion, to go where you want to go, when you want to go. And that goes for going in a car. So they can't make you ask permission to go where you want to go, when you want to go.
Liberty,
they're not supposed, to stop you on the side of the road and ask you for your papers. It specifically states no man shall be required to carry papers. And then you know, when you tell police officers this, they say, well, you know, if someone's driving around your neighborhood late at night, you know, do you want us to pull them over? And I said, you know, I really don't think it's necessary. Just drive up behind them. They're going to leave the neighborhood. You need to pull them over, you know. And, of course, it would be nice if you catch them once in a while when they do something wrong. The problem is you're too busy out here frisking, you know, robbing the ordinary law-abiding citizen driving down a road, you know, to catch the bad guys. You ain't catching the criminals. You know, you're out there, you know, harassing the public.
Well, liberty is, it's a double-edged sword. You know, if, and I tell people, if I'm not free to do wrong, I mean, and accept the punishment or whatever the circumstance, if I'm not free to make bad choices, if you're going to force me to do good, then guess what? I'm not free at all. I'm just an obedient slave. And I don't have any desire to be violating just laws. But they're gonna push, and it's gonna come to the point where you're gonna be obliged to become a criminal in America. Because if you believe that you have God-given inalienable rights, you're gonna have to break their law in order to keep your law, to keep God's law.
Ayn Rand, in her books, you know, points this out, that this corpus juris, this body of laws, is designed specifically to entangle you, to make sure that you can't not break the law, so that they have, you know, some way to steal your money. And
Phil, look, I appreciate it. I don't want to commandeer your program.
That's great. Hey, thanks, John. You have a great
day.
Right. Thanks for your call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. We've been talking with John in Tennessee and about his trials and tribulations with the highway patrol there. You know, the state has taken your rights. They've converted them into privileges. They've converted them into crimes, even though the Supreme Court says that it's a right to drive your automobile on the highway unencumbered. They also say that your right can't be taken away, converted into a privilege, and you charge a license to practice. Happens to every person every day. They also say that the practice of your right cannot be converted into a crime, but they give you a ticket for going too fast on the road. They do it every single day. I tell you, it's just, I'm beside myself. Everywhere I look, there's unconstitutional laws, there's unconstitutional lawgivers, we have an unconstitutional president of the United States, we have people who have sworn to uphold the Constitution and defend it against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. It's obvious that Hank Paulson, that Ben Bernanke are enemies of the people. It's obvious that the government is enemies of the people. And, you know, our courts will not do the right thing. You know, I just don't know. Barry, are you out there? What do you think?
Well, yes. I can't find my birth certificate, so I'm not sure where I'm from. Sorry. I don't know. I don't know where I came from. Anyway, hey, I just have a question. If someone comes along and they say they're an officer, and they say they're an officer of the law, and they attempt to write you a ticket, how would you deal with such a person who has no office? They have not been elected. They have no office. And are they impersonating an officer of the law, and have they violated laws which they are subject to?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm going to have to actually say that I really don't know. Now,
I think if they did, then the sheriff should deal with them and appropriately deal with them.
There's a fellow from Michigan, and he's kind of a legend. His name is Carl Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl Miller was part of Project Blue Book in Vietnam. And what they did was the military gave everyone a little blue book, your Constitution of the United States, and taught you how to defend yourself under it. Well, this Carl Miller lives in Michigan. He won't buy a registration for his automobile. He won't have a driver's license. And when he gets pulled over now, you know, typically they call into headquarters, and headquarters says, leave that guy alone. Don't write him a ticket. Because he cost the state too much money with his pleadings. And basically he has a totally illegal argument that is unbeatable in court if you can get to court and if the judge will actually listen to your pleadings. But typically what happens when you get to the court is you're not in a court of the United States. You're in a maritime court or you're in a criminal court. And again, you know, they can't establish.
That's not a court of equity. I've heard some say that this whole admiralty thing is a sham, and it's actually equity.
Well, think about it now. Let me give you Carl Miller's argument to just so you can understand it. The argument goes like this: Marbury versus Madison, 1803. This is a case where it was established the Supreme Court interprets the law. Then the next court case that he uses is Murdoch versus the state of Pennsylvania. Now, Murdoch versus state of Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court decided that you cannot take a person's right, convert it into a privilege, and charge a license for him to practice his right. Then you can quote another court case called Miles versus the United States. And in Miles versus the United States, the Supreme Court declares that you cannot convert the practice, a person practicing his right, into a crime. And of course, if you know anything about, you know, in the case of Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago, Illinois, the Supreme Court says that it's not a mere privilege, it's in fact a God-given inalienable right for a citizen to drive his automobile upon the highways. And of course, I'm using the exact words because, you know, they've tricked us all into believing that we drive motor vehicles. And the Supreme
Court, yeah, there's a motor in there, it's called alternator, but there's an engine that runs a vehicle.
No. The distinction here is the Supreme Court says a motor vehicle is a commercial vehicle and all commercial vehicles must be licensed and all drivers of commercial vehicles must have a driver's license because these are corporations that have been granted privileges by the government to make a living on the highway.
Sure, so if you're using Federal Reserve notes...
They draw a distinction between a citizen in his automobile and a motor vehicle. And then they convince you that everyone drives a motor vehicle, so everyone's got to have a license. And see, this is the fraud of government. They've defrauded you out of your right and converted it to a privilege. Not only that, but they convert it to a crime, because when you go to traffic court, a traffic fine is a civil tort. And you should be in a court of equity, you know, to come to some equitable solution over this fine that they've given you. But that's not what happens. You go to a criminal court, And, of course, the Supreme Court says your right can't be converted into a crime. And so this is another fraud. They don't have jurisdiction. But what they do is they ask you a simple question. Do you understand the charges against you? And when you say yes, you've just given them jurisdiction.
Well, you're standing under them. If you stand under them, and that is their term, you don't understand their terms and you don't understand the jurisdiction. You don't know the jurisdiction they're applying.
Exactly. And so basically every court, every U.S. district court is the creditor's court. This is the bank, this is the court, the collection agency of the creditor of the nation, the Federal Reserve Bank, and that's why the medium of exchange in that court is a Federal Reserve note. And that's why lawful money is not used in the courts, because they're not courts of the United States where the common law of the United States is practiced. So what's happened is that you no longer travel on the highway of the United States. You're on the river, and you're at sea when you're in your vessel, in your motor vehicle, and you are a merchant subject to international law and maritime law, the law of the sea. You see, the land's been slipped out from under your feet and replaced with an ocean. You know, you travel around traffic islands in shipping lanes through ports of call to docks where you, you know, discharge your cargo and passengers.
So sure, but it's your choice to use the Federal Reserve note, which is a foreign debt instrument, and that would put you into a commercial venue, would it not?
Absolutely, but you have no choice. I mean, it's
well. If you're driving down the road and you got Federal Reserve notes in your back pocket, and you're going to a store, then you're involved in commerce, in their commerce. So, if you want to get out of it, you need to really, really get out of the whole system. Why would you want to use a note that has the Great Seal on the back with the eye in a pyramid and understanding now what that means?
Well, you know what else would you use at that store? What else will they accept?
Well, maybe you don't shop at that store. You're gonna go hungry, or you're gonna find another way, and that's I think what people need to do. They need to find another way now. Find the right way.
And that's why I talk about the AG Trading Post here in Dallas that only accepts silver and gold, and I talk about the American Open Currency System. This is an alternate, you know, voluntary currency that anybody can use, but we need enough choices so that people can actually go out and use something other than the Federal Reserve note, which you're absolutely right, you know, conveys you into merchant status, into the maritime law, into, you know, the law of the seas.
Right. So to fight the system, just get out of the system. I think it's great what you're doing, the awareness that people are getting. Maybe we'll get it enough so that we can, you know, we can do something different.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate your comments. And going to move on now. I believe we have Richard waiting online in Alabama. Richard, are you out there?
Yeah, I appreciate all these intelligent callers and intelligent arguments.
I do also. It's so fun to hear that there's other people out there thinking like us.
Yeah. But about 50 years ago, most of white America gave up on the notion of the Constitution when they came along with this affirmative action and scholastic norming and discrimination in the welfare system. And we just accepted it and said, well, this just has to be, and George Wallace is wrong, and, you know, we just have to go along and get along. And we know all these things were totally violative of the Constitution and, you know, equal protection and due process. We just let it all slide because we wanted to help the black people. And so we have punched so many holes in the Constitution, it's going to sink regardless. And we can talk about the police and the driver's license and Constitution, but everybody knows that the Constitution is extinct. I'm sorry, but it just is extinct. You know, most judges were just 5 days a week. They're saying, well, the Constitution does not apply.
And the reason that the Constitution doesn't apply, Richard, again, is that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. But as Barry pointed out, the Federal Reserve note is an imported foreign commodity. And when you accept it for your labor, you are engaging in international commerce. and you are subject to international law, and this is called the Law of Kings. This is Roman civil law.
Yeah.
And also, every time you sign your signature card at your bank account, you're subject to maritime laws and the laws of the Admiralty.
True. True, but you're only scraping at the excuses that the judges put out there in front of you. These are brilliantly thought up excuses. But the plain fact is that we will willingly abandoned the Constitution. The Reconstruction pretty well destroyed the Constitution, and Roosevelt pretty much finished it off, and the Civil Rights Movement just stomped it into dust, and that, you know, it's just gone, and I'm sad. It's really depressing. I worry about that a lot.
Well, Richard, we've got to go for one more break here. Thanks for your comments. I agree with you. The Constitution is nearly dead, but I still have some hope out there. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Okay, bye.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back, and we're down to the end of the second hour here on Positively Unconstitutional. Yeah, we've asked the question, will we ever see Barack Obama's birth certificate? Will the courts ever give us back the rule of law? Is the government the enemy of the people? And do people read the Constitution after they swear an oath to uphold it? And will they uphold it against domestic terrorists? We've got one last caller. Bill, are you out there? Bill, give us the last word. We're almost out of time.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure. It's just so strong. I appreciate your kindness and Happy New Year. But everybody has been exactly identifying all the symptomology. Well, by birth, the pearls of great price, that all the solutions would be within the problems. And the question would be, within that officer corps of the NFL, if anybody within that whole entire paradigm had any concept of how short times might be, considering what everybody said was true. Page 575, we are, and I hope that you get a chance to make immediate acquaintance with the Road Warrior, because I'm hoping that the good doctor would be able to assist, but we are certainly supporters of that 48 decision to launch the government on a positive psychological warfare and paramilitary program. Could not possibly have known the ramifications of those operations, and then they would excitedly occur the results that everybody is communicating, and no one other than the CIA Central, but OSS before there was a P2 Hawk, whatever, that would immediately be concerned with the day-to-day running of the operations, considering the a photojournalist as well as local journalists attempting to protect black-boxed voting boxes and being slaughtered in Art Bell country on the islands that the grandma and grandpa's liberated and or came back to. It would be presciently concerning that no one has gotten over to the full 14th, the original Administrative Procedures Act, necessarily in causing that to occur. All of the solution sets begin to cascade into place. The last sentence, the last observation, the adjustment of this program with perhaps some accompanying unentanglement of our involvement and for a more rational application of our activities than is now apparent.
And there you have it.
Mrs. Sagan was on with Miss Norrie last night, but they also blew away a bunch of wonderful little kids, their parents and grandparents, and they were laughing about it.
Thanks for your comments, Bill. We're out of time, and we're at the end of the second hour of Positively Unconstitutional. Appreciate all the callers out there and all your comments. Is Barack Obama an illegal alien? I believe he is. That's all for me. I'm Phil Pozdery, and it's the end of the hour of Positively Unconstitutional. We'll see you next week.
With recent internet.